CliffCentral.com.
Progressive, cultured, and brave.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
The Threat of Exchange with CMB. Live on Cliff Central.
Hello, everybody. This is the Threat Exchange live on Cliff Central with Siyabonga Beile. And as I said to you guys before, that we're going to have a TTM takeover. That's where me and my team come on air on Cliff Central, where we talk about anything and everything. And since it was Fashion Week last week, we're going to discuss the state of fashion in South Africa. We're going to talk about Fashion Week. We're going to talk about designers. We're going to talk about Front Row. We're going to talk about influencers. We're going to talk about brands. We're going to talk about everything. I think my team and I, all of us, I think we're very tired of, you know, I feel that the South African fashion industry could be better. I think that it should be better. And there's a lot of things that my team and I discuss privately about the fashion industry, and we feel that it's very important for us to share those things. With this discussion, please do join us. Please do tweet us. Please do WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090 and share in the debate that we're gonna have. This is from our perspective. These are our opinions. They're not fact. Same way as you can share your opinion, it's not fact. And I think these discussions about where South African fashion is going is very important. I feel that the South African fashion industry has been a big fat lie, in my opinion. I've got my team here today. My boss lady, head of operations, Simbongi Dintlangisa.
We had to get it right.
I've got the threaded man, editor, Aluwani.
Hello.
I feel like I never say your surname.
Can you even say Rachu Ingo?
No. How do I say your surname?
Rachu Ingo.
Rachi Ungo.
Oh, wow.
Rachi Ungo.
The I that comes with the I and the U.
And I've also got Didi, who also has a complicated surname.
It's what?
It's
Didi Sane. I say it the wrong way.
Please come closer to the mic.
She says it in a very clever way. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you guys doing? I mean, Didi, you just returned back from Cape Town at Fashion Week. I was with Sim and Aluwani this weekend. Mm-hmm. We're doing some work casting for a show that we're doing called Culture this Thursday. And you were in Cape Town slaying Fashion Week. How was it?
It was great. It was really great. I loved it. The designers pulled through with the connection, you guys. It was so amazing.
Yeah.
All those African designers, Taibo Bekar, Afro Mod Trends. Oh, they had amazing shows.
Yeah.
They had really beautiful shows, different sets. It was amazing.
Yeah. I think for me, that's where actually the discussion begins, is that Let's speak bluntly. You know, when I go to SA Fashion Week, the standard is just not good. But then when I go to AFI Fashion Week, it just seems to be a better standard.
Definitely.
I think let's start there. Let's talk about SA Fashion Week and let's talk about African Fashion International. You know, these are two entities that necessarily runs the Fashion Weeks in South Africa, if you guys don't know. The CEO of SA Fashion Week is Lucille Boysen. She's been running it, I think, since 94, 95. But it started out in the 90s. Your brands such as Lux and Culture, I think David Lally started there. It's had Sanlam as a sponsor. It had Edgar's as a sponsor. Now it has Woolworths as a sponsor. So it's probably the longest running fashion week in a post-apartheid South Africa. And then we've got AFI, which is founded by Dr. Motsepe, who, you know, she's all about uplifting young African designers, and she focuses more on Africa rather than South Africa, I think. Mm. And it's sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. And it feels like for me that, you know, AFI, when I go to AFI, the hospitality and the energy and, you know, the level of professionalism is on another level.
Definitely.
And when I go to SA Fashion Week, not to be rude, this is actual fact. When I go to SA Fashion Week, it feels like I'm at a party. Anyone can come, anyone can go. People scream during shows.
My goodness.
You know, the standard of designers, clothes are not finished. So I want to actually just discuss that with you guys and, you know, what do we think of, you know, SA Fashion Week? What do we think of AFI? And, you know, if they're listening today, I think, especially for SA Fashion Week, it's about how can, you know, the platform be better, you know?
Yeah. Okay, let me start because, wow, I felt like, so I went to South African Fashion Week, and I think it was maybe my second South African Fashion Week, and I was disappointed. So firstly, the day one had a very sort of high start. They had the Woolworths show, the Style by SA, where they had various young South African designers. They had guys like Thibaut Makuku, Rich Macy, they had Sol Sol. That was like quite a high start. You walked in and like everyone that was there to watch watched the show was dressed up. I felt like, yes, finally, I'm in the right space. Everyone is taking this seriously. And then, funnily enough, we watched the show. We come back. Firstly, there wasn't a media lounge. Let's start there.
There was no media lounge.
There was no media lounge.
There was no laptops, no Wi-Fi for you guys to post as media.
No Wi-Fi. All the only thing that I had was plugs so we could charge our phones.
Wow.
And it was sort of like this big foyer lounge situation. And what made it worse is that everyone, there was two floors, right? And on the bottom floor was where everyone, all the media was and the influencers and whatever. And then there was a top floor for VIPs, right? So while on the lower floor, we were being restricted to one drink a show and no food the entire night for the whole week. You would see like waiters passing
by
with food.
Wait, so SA Fashion Week didn't feed you guys?
No.
But Woolworths is the sponsor. I thought Woolworths food, Nyana.
Woolworths food. Like, I was like, is Woolworths food?
You know, this is a space where Woolworths can showcase more of its brand in terms of everything.
But you would see food passing you by going upstairs to the VIP section where there were maybe five people.
Can I ask, what was the, I mean, if I'm hosting Fashion Week, you know, in ideally, or when I've seen it, and that's actually not even I. Let's talk about, I went to New York Fashion Week last year, and I saw in terms of the hospitality, you know, the VVIP is the media that's there. You know, at the moment I walked in, I remember I went to, I think it was a Michael Kors show. The moment I walked in, they asked, where are you from? I'm like, I'm from Through the Man. They're like, oh, you're from South Africa. I was like, how do you know that? They're like, cool, just sit here. Please let us know what you need to create the content. Do you want to go backstage? What do you need? They literally said, how can we help you? I'm like, this is Michael Kors. They care about the Through the Man from South Africa. They wanted to make sure I got the content that I needed. They're like, what, you know, do you want to shoot more of the black models? What do you need? Tell us how we can accommodate you. So I even said to the ladies, I was like, cool, which seats can I see that? And then she's like, no, the front row is all for all the leading media, your Vogue magazines. I was like, cool, sharp. And then she's like, it's also for the brand ambassadors for the brand, but we'll make sure you sit second row so you can get a nice picture from a nice angle. They literally, from the moment I walked in, from the moment until the moment I actually walked out, I literally had an usher with me the whole time who asked me what I needed. Are you happy? Are you okay? Do you want to go backstage? Do you want to meet some of the models? Do you want to ask them questions? Mm-hmm. And you come to an SA Fashion Week and they, from the moment you walk in, no one gives a shit about you.
Dololo.
And just to talk about that too, even this week with AFI, we literally had the best, hospitality.
Yeah.
VIP, they would ask us to a seat every single show. Like, they'd make sure we are fed, make sure we've been getting drinks, make sure we were taking pictures from the right angles. Were you okay with the show? How did you feel about it? It was so, so amazing.
Yeah.
It was really great. Like, the hospitality was on. Even guys, even standby had like a whole section where they could get drinks.
Wow.
These people didn't pay for anything. They had drinks. There was like popcorn. There was like pool tables. It was so great. The hospitality was amazing.
Yeah. And I also feel, you know, what I like about AFI Fashion Week is that even if it makes... It doesn't only make those who want to pay to go out so pay, but as a fashion student, Fashion Week is accessible to you, especially with AFI. So if you could, I could have pitched it there on a Friday after class, and I could have eaten, ate popcorn,
and watched the amazing show. Yeah.
So they're trying to make fashion accessible for everyone. Aluwani, like, what do you have to say?
Like, you know what's funny? What happened at Fashion Week was, like, you know, our videographer Tato tweeted SA Fashion Week, and they're like, how do you expect media to be here for 4 hours and you don't give us any food? And they replied back saying, oh yeah, you can pop down to one of our restaurants downstairs. And I was just like,
That is in Hyde Park.
You know?
Let's start there. Secondly, you have a show running every hour. And you maybe have
30-minute break
10 to 20 minutes in between the shows to gather yourself and gather your content to be ready for the next show. When am I going to find time to go to Tasha's?
Tasha's. Oh, thank you very much.
Also, I just feel like...
Tasha's that
no
maybe
offense,
where the kitchen
closes
at 8.
That's just fucking rude because, first and foremost... You know, this is what people need to actually understand, especially with media. I speak for media in South Africa. I speak for Our Magazine, Destiny, Marie Claire, The Threaded Man, all of us. When we go to Fashion Week, we are not there to fucking play. You know, first and foremost, we go there with our own money and time
exactly.
to build that content. We're not obliged to go and cover fashion.
Free PR,
you know what
I'm
saying? We're not there to cover this content just because we feel like it. We're there because we want to give our platform so that, you know, whatever Fashion Week is doing for the designers, it can reach a bigger audience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're realizing the importance of SA Fashion Week. We realize the importance of AFI Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. And as media, especially as a threaded man, one of our things, as we discuss as a team, is to support local design. So we are there running our own cost to cover this content, paying for a videographer, paying for a writer, editor, our whole team. Go, you guys are all there. We run those costs ourselves, and the least, you know, SA Fashion Week could do is accommodate us to make sure
the least they can do is to accommodate us
to make sure that we can get the best content possible. And it seems like they can't do that, and I don't understand why that is.
Funniest thing as well is that there are people at SA Fashion Week that like sort of usher people in.
Yeah.
The front row.
Okay.
That, I'm not,
guys, can I?
I'm definitely not gonna throw shade, but if you can't construct a sentence about a garment that makes logical sense, you should not be in front row.
What the hell
if
are
you're
you
not
doing
an ambassador of one of the designers showing, you should not be in the front
and
row.
And all these people look like they know what's going on, sitting there
that
in front
time.
Row. I'm like, babes.
No. That time, and you like really like making content, and you have to stand over people
exactly.
to try and get an Instagram story. It's honestly nonsense. And did I not get shoved out of the way for some like influencer that doesn't even talk about fashion? I was just like,
what?
Yeah.
But
That's my thing. And then when we are like, no, we hate SA Fashion, we're not going to support, then we are assholes. Then we are arrogant now.
I was literally so shocked. Random ass people sitting on front. I'm like, who the hell are these people?
Yeah.
Also, do we have celebrities in the front row? Like, especially when they're not fashion inclined.
Okay, this is what I will say. Is that when it comes to Fashion Week, there's a space for two things, right? There's a space for the media. When I went to New York Fashion Week, all your big fashion media houses, your Elle magazines, your what, they were seated in New York, actually, this is actually so crazy, International Fashion Weeks, they build departments for different types of media. So, for example, the team from Vogue, there'll be, let's say, seven people from Vogue, there'll be a videographer, there'll be a writer, there'll be this. Those people will all be strategically sat inside the venue where they want to capture content. So, for example, there'll be four spaces for media. So they'll say, and Anna Wintour, for example, will not sit with the videographers or the content creators. She'll sit with the, she'll become a guest of the brand amongst other editors. And then that's where they'll put brand ambassadors or celebrities who are friends of the brand, which I think is allowed.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Brand, especially international brands like Calvin Klein, they've got muses, they've got faces.
Yeah.
So those celebrities come because they actually are influencers for the brand.
Mm-hmm.
But then amongst them, they'll space, they'll put in the media, your Vogue magazine, your Elle magazine, your Marie Claire's, your what, in an ordinary fashion. Then those people are actually there to actually just watch the show.
That's
but they
I
have
saw.
Influence in the show. Then what happens then is from then onwards, the second tier is another front row, and that's where the editors, the stylists, the fashion buyers sit. Those are the people that are there to fucking work. They are there. The buyers are there to buy for the clothing stores. The media is there. The editor is there to watch the show, watch the garments, which can write a critique about it. And then, you know, the stylists are there to choose garments for the red carpet or whatever client. Then you have another tier of seating, which is also still front row. That's where your social media guys are sitting, where they're capturing videos. That's where some of your critics are sitting as well. And most importantly, behind them, that's where your photographers are sitting, capturing that live content. And then even then, the select group of media that is backstage capturing those content. Now, what I don't understand with SA Fashion Week is you walk in, you get seated, next to you is some celebrity who is not even stylish, who doesn't have anything to do with fashion, but they're here, and then you get bounced for some random celebrity. You're actually there to deliver content. You're there to work, and it's just a fuck up. And I don't understand.
AFI,
yeah.
Where they had, like, media had priority seats in front row.
Yeah.
So they would let
you
media,
sit front row the whole fashion week.
Yeah, they'll let media and VIP to sit, but they'll also tell you, okay, this is reserved for who because they are invited guests for this show. So like,
yeah.
It made sense. It's not people just jumping over when they say standby is open. Random people are running from front row, like.
And also, and that's the thing is that that's something I always discuss with you guys, especially with some where I say to you guys as my team, I'm like, I remember SA Fashion Week, actually. going back, guys, I emailed SA Fashion Week. This is actually what I want to expose. Expose. I emailed SA Fashion Week, and I said to them, listen, guys, I'm Siyabonga Peile. I'm the creative director and founder of The Threaded Man. As you may know, besides us covering content for Fashion Week, is that we do quite a lot of award shows. And I would like to be an SA Fashion Week guest to attend and watch some of the shows to choose, you know, some nominational dresses that we can use for the award shows that we're going to be doing. I don't want to mention the one we're doing next, but you know what I'm saying? So that we have an idea. Yeah. So that for me, it was very important so that I have an idea of who, for example, for Mercedes-Benz, like Juma is the one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we made contact with him and we've got his contact. So I wanted to do that and get a nice roster of designers and take pictures of all the outfits so that when we're doing that award show that we're doing in May or sometime, whatever, we can sit down and be like, okay, for this kind of look, this is the designer we want to attach. For this kind of look, this is the designer we want to work with. But then SF Fashion responded and they were like, I'm sorry, we can't cater for you.
What?
I'm actually there as a fashion director to go and work, and they're like, they can't cater for me.
What?
But then they can cater for celebrities or people that
randoms
have no influence over the
randoms
state of fashion in South Africa.
So
for me, it was like, actually, SA Fashion does not need me. So
yeah,
I'm not going
like
to support
they just
it.
They don't care about what they're doing.
Yeah,
they
don't.
They give no fucks.
Also, even with like the designers that show, some is like, don't these collections go through some sort
of... Can we talk about that?
Like,
can we talk about the designers,
yeah,
actually?
Yeah, let's go there. Now
what
we're done with that discussion.
What was being... Okay, let's talk specifically women's wear, firstly. What was going on over there?
Oh, my God. It's like first year, you know, making your first garment. Not even... You're not even halfway through the year. It's by March. They ask you to make something for that small mannequin. The finishes are horrible. You can see that... No effort was taken into making this collection and putting it together.
There's also no passion whatsoever.
Exactly. Like, it's such a mess.
Can I? And also, there were no collections. Like, people were just showing looks.
Yeah.
I was like, where is the collection? Where is the thread that binds all these looks
exactly
together? What is the story that you're telling me? What are you telling me about this fabric? And why do I need this look or these combined looks this
summer?
What are
summer you saying? What
autumn
message are you getting across Babe with what you're showcasing tonight? Can you... Wow, no.
There was no visual storytelling, guys.
Nothing.
Guys,
the styling.
But
wow.
Guys, can I say something? I don't think this is designer's fault. I'll tell you why.
There are no checks and balances.
Yeah,
no,
that's the
control
thing, is that SA Fashion Week, if you're going to have these designers showcasing at your Fashion Week, why aren't you inviting? I mean, this is not even hard. It's simply saying, calling all the magazine, the most influential magazine editors, sitting them down, be like, hey guys, we're planning for the autumn winter season. These are the designers that are showing. Can you guys visit those designers, or can we facilitate a way that you can look at what these designers are doing and can you help them with their vision?
Mm.
You know, that's what Anna Winter does well.
Yes.
That's what international designers do. They call the top stylists in the country, whatever. Like a Givenchy will call Karen Reutfeldt and be like, listen, this is the collection. It's not been styled. And then Karen and Anna Winter will be like, listen, cut that dress out. It's not going to work for your vision. Do this. Finish this year. Finish this year. They even style the collection for the designer. And I feel that, you know, SA Fashion Week is not facilitating those discussions. You know, and I also think on the other spectrums is that, you know, and that's something that I think I don't want to blame designers, is that because there's no premium standard being set, designers don't know where the standard is or what the requirement is. But when you make Fashion Week a respected entity, when you make sure that there's a high standard in terms of designer deliverance, how things should look, garments should be finished, then designers will step their game up.
Yeah,
and I think that's the case with AFI, because AFI refuses to be a shit Fashion Week and they see themselves as an international Fashion Week.
But I have one little critique for AFI this season. Like, I saw maybe like some designers couldn't get like shoe sponsorships.
Yeah.
So they like use like the same shoes throughout a lot of like designers. And they were not even the styling. You could see that. You could see the vision was like some collection and which direction they were trying to go. But because of the styling, it literally threw everything off.
Yeah.
And that just was so sad, because you could see the collection had so much potential.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
because of the small details like shoes and accessories that you use, could have made like a really huge impact and like make it.
And
look
I think
greater.
You know, the solution to those kind of things. And I think, you know, an AFR Fashion Week should work with, you know, either a fashion PR company or some sort of company that can, you know, reach out on behalf of SA Fashion Week to potential shoe and accessory sponsors to sponsor some of these shows, because it is good PR, and I don't think brands always come on board to do these kind of things.
And I think they did it so well last year with Puma.
Exactly.
That was fantastic, where Puma sponsored, you know, the Africa Showcase.
This year.
And you could see
was Puma there this year as well.
In some of the shows as well, you could see, like, I think for the Makosa show, those models were in Puma sneakers. So, I mean, if they just could expand that a little more, I think it would work out. It's always nice to see also like a streetwear brand. It's like you're bridging two different types of fashion and bringing them together, which was like pretty awesome.
So I think what I'm going to do now is I want to play a song so that people can tweet us, people can engage with us. Our WhatsApp number, by the way, is 079-748-2090. And yeah, we'll get back to you after this.
Hashtag the threaded exchange.
Yes. You're live on Cliff Central with the Threaded Exchange. And today we are discussing the state of South African fashion. This episode is a team takeover. I've got my editor, Aluwani. I've got Didi and I've got Sim in the house. And we're talking everything SA fashion. We're talking AFI fashion. We're talking designers. We're talking all the things that no one wants to discuss. You know, I'm tired of those conversations after show. Oh, that was fabulous. Oh, that was great. Oh, darling. Oh, you slayed. Which
so
is bullshit.
Fake. Oh,
I think
my God.
In the South African fashion industry, we need to call bullshit bullshit. And we're not calling these things bullshit in order to take down anyone. We're saying things are bullshit because we want to uplift, we want to be better. The Threaded Man is here. We want to help designers get better. We want to help SA Fashion Week get better. And I think it's time that it starts by being honest that there is a problem in South African fashion. And yeah, and we're talking about those issues. Please do join us in the discussion. It's hashtag the Thread Exchange. You can also WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090. Team,
let's talk highlights, guys. So we've done the bashing. We've been honest. We've been brutal. Let's talk favorite collections for firstly SA Fashion Week. And then also Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week.
Guys, who are the hot designers to watch? Let's start SA Fashion Week. Who stood out?
Terry
is the first one.
Like, everyone that showcased on Style by SA.
Rich Missy, Young and Lazy. But also, watch out for Terry, guys.
He's doing the most.
My goodness.
The styling was amazing. The clothes were amazing. The construction, everything. Like, you could see the vision. You could see that this person is passionate about what they're doing.
Yes, and the whole collection was called Geology. You could see with the lines.
I just think,
really amazing.
You know, my thing is I really, really, you know, hope, you know, and this is something I've never spoken out about, but, you know, Woolworths as a brand has worked with so many South African creatives and just too many of them. And so far on that journey, some of those collaborations have worked and some of them haven't worked. And I really pray and hope that Woolworths actually works with these designers on a long-term basis, because I would like to see more of their pieces in store and in retail. I mean, because especially that night when that thing launched, I did go online to check what pieces are available. And I found that the things that I'd seen on the runway were not on the website.
They were
only a few pieces.
Yeah.
So, for example, the sole. I remember I wanted the sole denim jacket with the pants. There were only the pants. I remember I wanted something by Maria McClure, and there was only the shoes, I think. So that for me was a bit of not a disappointment. I mean, you can't fully stock everything at once, but I'm hoping that in going forward there'll be more South African designers prominent within the South African retail space, especially with a brand like Woolworths. I'd like to see that. So I'm hoping that this is not just a fly by night thing that they're doing for the sake of PR and fashion essay, but it's actually a real and authentic collaboration.
I think the other thing that I really liked was them implementing the See Now, Buy Now model, which is something that's still very new in South Africa.
Check it out on The Threaded Man, written by Red Mosiane.
Yes.
So that's really amazing. The fact that we're now implementing this model where you see the clothes, you like the clothes, you can go online and get them same time while you're still watching the show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really great.
So Teo Magugu was a really good one. And the craziest thing is that Rich and Nisi and Tebe and I actually studied together at Lysoft.
Yeah.
And they used to help me on projects. People don't even know the first photographer that ever shot for the Threaded Man was Rich and Nisi.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a photographer, like a fashion editorial photographer, published internationally. How crazy
is
that?
Shout out to Rich.
Yeah. I remember he shot a Cotton On thing that I did a couple years back. And I remember Tebe was in second year while I was there, and he was also working with Rich. We all went to varsity together, and it was so exciting. And I think the reason why I feel Rich Mnisi and Tebe Makugo are such differentiated designers is not only the brilliant ability to design incredible clothing, but it's the whole thing of understanding millennials. They're millennials.
Yeah.
And they understand international trends. They understand digital space.
And how they can incorporate it with the South African space.
Exactly. Yeah. And they understand how...
to the African market.
And they're finding a way of how... And they're taking those trends, but finding a way of making them more South African.
Yeah.
And I also think that's what we've managed to do with Thread of Man as well, is that we're in a brand that has an international appeal, but then we've managed to also make it very local based and telling our in-stories from the inside out. And I think that leads me to another discussion. You know, there are some designers who shouldn't be designing.
Honestly, and guys, you know, I'm coming for this one. Like, the intern by our fave designer.
So Didi, you're going to go out on a limb and go for David.
That's a big one to go after, Didi. Are you ready?
Guys, I feel like I was watching the show.
Was the intern
Friday
at Mercedes-Benz?
Yes.
Okay.
I watched the show. Some were really good. Like, there was this one girl, I forgot her name, but she was really amazing. Like, the garment construction. Guys, I always, like, when I have fashion conversations, I always emphasize on the finishes of the garment as a designer. Like, put the work in. Like, don't give me first year garment end of the year.
I think the intern by David Lally is a good initiative.
For those
that are listening, intern by David Lally is basically every single year David Lally takes in, I think, 5 to 8 designers under his wing, and he gives them the platform to showcase their designs. And they showcase
a platform that they wouldn't normally get.
They wouldn't be able to afford. So it's a huge platform.
And it was great this year at AFI, where like one of the designers won the competition. It was a competition. The designer is going to be an assistant designer for David Lally. So that is like really great. And the other girl won to be a pattern maker for David Lally. So that's like really great. But some designers, I felt like the collection was not ready to be showcased at AFI. Mm-hmm. Like, it needed more work in terms of finishes, in terms of like the details of the garment and the story.
I think that's the biggest thing we need in South Africa, is we need a sense of quality control.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and I hate to say this again, but I love saying it, is that we as a team today, we have found a problem that no one is checking after the quality of designers, and I think we should just do it or attempt. But that's the thing, and that's the thing. I even remember a couple of years ago, I reached out to a famous South African designer saying, "Hey, listen, I'm a stylist, I want to help you out with your vision and what you're doing." They're like, "No, I don't need you," and then their show was shit. So even that is that, like, even designers in South Africa, sometimes I feel like they don't want the help.
They don't,
because they think that we coming in saying that we know it's not about
and
knowing
it's
better.
Not.
It's about,
I feel like it's,
you know,
a collaborative effort. There's only so much one person can do, and so much more that working as a collective could do to one brand. Like, collaborative projects are like essential.
Yeah.
Bring it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also think another thing that's very important that designers in South Africa should be aware of is that, like, you know, is that as a designer, you're creative and you're sensitive about your creations, and you create something that you feel should occupy the space to make the space better or to drive the space forward. And designers need to also understand that they are actual specialists like us, you know, like Anasana Sizani, where we come in and see the vision, and our job is to translate that vision for you as the designers in a way that will make commercial sense when it hits the runway. And I feel that, you know, some designers just go too far off. Mm-hmm. Some of them design like they're Alexander McQueen and this is London. This is South Africa.
Honey.
You know, I'm not saying don't be creative or don't be avant-garde. Do all those things, but also make sure you've got people in place who can help you with, okay, this is the big picture, but how do we process it and how do we communicate and execute it in a way that makes sense to the audience watching and in a way that a South African can buy your clothing?
Yeah.
Sometimes I look at these collections down the runway and I'm like, who the fuck are you selling to? Yeah. No one is going to wear this shit. Like, yeah. Not that I'm hating on the, I can see the craftsmanship and I think,
like, isn't it,
yeah, and it makes me sad.
For me now, all the pieces of the puzzle are coming together because our red carpets look awful.
Yes.
Because.
Blame it on the designers.
Because it starts back.
Nothing to go to
that,
go on with
that, that's the thing. I think it for me. It's not about blaming anybody. I don't think it's a designer's fault. I think it's all about. It's all the role players coming together to make this thing work.
Exactly. Yeah.
To a certain extent, we are also responsible.
Yes.
To a certain extent. Mm-hmm. And designers are also responsible to a certain extent. Fashion Weeks are also responsible to a certain extent. Stylists are also responsible. One of the things that I found, especially with red carpets, sometimes it's actually the dresses, half the time, if you look at it, the dresses, it's not that the dresses are actually bad, it's that the dress has been worn at the wrong event. That's another
like
thing.
Yeah, like the opening party. Styled. Like the Fashion Week. Opening party was just
actually,
so wrong.
What is that bullshit? I'm sorry.
Honestly, what is that bullshit?
Fashion Week opening party is not tied to Fashion Week.
Can I actually just
What is it?
End the last point by saying that South Africa is not short on fashion directors, guys. We have brilliant fashion directors who can work with designers, who can work with stylists to bring a vision together. You have your B Diamonds in this world.
Guys. Oh, my goodness.
Your Asanda Sizanis in this world. Like, there are actually people that are qualified to do this who are doing amazing work for brands. And I just feel like let's bring all the parties together.
Exactly.
To get what I'm saying. Anyway,
that's just
it's a Fashion Week opening party.
Yeah. For me personally, the whole thing is just, I don't understand.
I
but let me just say,
a single qualified fashion face.
So let me put it this way.
Not one.
Let me put it this way. I'm not shading. So I remember the team from Cruise Vodka. A lady called Rachel, who's really
wow.
Really great.
You're gonna name drop as well.
Yeah, I'm some name dropping in a bad way. I didn't say her surname, but I remember she invited me to. Was it last? No, it was last year actually. Last year she's like, come to SF Fashion Week opening party. You know, I'm like, okay. She's like, I must come cover it. So I say to her, listen, to cover this thing, we have to charge you because you want us to do custom content towards the opening of SF Fashion Week. We are not a gossip site. We cover real hard hitting content. So if we're going in there. If we go in there, we gotta have to cover an angle that makes sense, and we also gotta believe in what you know your party is about. Yeah. So I asked her, and she gave me information. She said, "Yo, we can't pay you, but we'll make sure that you're amongst the celebrities." She basically told me, "I don't need to pay my bills because I'm gonna be with celebrities." Number one, number two, then she was like, "Yeah, the celebrities are also paired with designers." And I look at the list of celebrities and I'm like, these are not only the worst dressed celebrities in this country, number one. Number two, I'm like, these are the same celebrities. No, I'm being honest now. I'm being very honest. I have nothing. Listen to me, guys. Like, I have nothing personal against these celebrities because I don't know them. They're not my friends.
Yeah.
I'm talking fashion now. Number two is that these celebrities are the same celebrities that you only see at the SF Fashion Week opening party, then they're not at Fashion Week at all.
At
the
all.
Whole
the whole
week.
Week.
The whole entire fucking week.
What's the purpose of that party?
That's what I'm
so for me.
It's an AKA party. Like, right?
No, guys, let's not even hate on AKA.
No, I'm not because hating. I'm saying it's made for him because Cruise Vodka is with AKA.
Yeah.
And then they do it for him.
No, but my thing is, even when AKA was not the face of Cruise Vodka, I'm talking about Cruise Vodka as a brand, and it's also, it's not even Cruise Vodka's fault because SF Fashion Week opening party has been happening with Jameson, with a lot of whiskey brands, and they followed the same formula. The only thing that was different this year is that it's the first time that an SF Fashion Week party has been hosted by a sponsoring alcohol brand, and the face of that brand happened to be there, which was AKA.
Yeah.
But I don't think for me it has anything to do with AKA, to matter of fact. He just gets briefed on what to do. You know, so he got to perform, he walked the red carpet because of a headlining sponsor. But I just think the concept of it entirely is shit.
Definitely.
Do you know what I'm saying? You're saying it's an SF Fashion Week opening party, but then...
You don't have the designers there, you don't have...
No, like, they do have the designers there,
but
for me...
It's not like they're the... On the spotlight or whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's spotlighted on like celebrities who came. And
but for me,
how
I think
they wore flipping ball gowns. Guys, get it together. Honestly.
Yeah. I should just start by saying this because I feel like stylists or whatever will always give critique about how certain looks don't fit certain events. Can we actually just do a rundown of the kind of events and what you should wear at the
yeah.
You know what I think is the problem with these celebrities? I feel like also with getting a stylist styling you for these events, they don't give them creative liberation somehow because they'd come with their own brief and say, this is what I want to wear. And now you have to find exactly that, but you try to go around and saying, no, let's do this, tweak it there, and then they're like, no. So now you end up becoming a dresser and not a stylist. Yeah. What's my
I'm going to also put it this way. This is what I'm also going to put it this way. Is, I mean, as you know, we've styled so many people. One of the things that we need to understand is that, and it's something that I'm going to say litmus, is that most celebrities in this country don't know taste. They haven't been schooled in terms of fashion and style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've always worn what they wore, and they've built a brand off that they wore, so they believe in what they're wearing. I now see, you come as a star and be like, "Ah, change this."
Mm.
They're like, "What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You know what I'm
what
saying?
What do you know?
But you know, you're telling Dr. Malinga not to dress in Tom Ford. He's like, "What do you know about Tom Ford? I've been dressing with my seamstress from Soweto for the longest time, and I like dressing like a clown." And you're like, and then you're just like, "But you have a brand." So there's also that battle where, you know, we need to know, not to be funny, but also is that when you don't know better, or when you haven't been, because taste and style is something you can't teach.
Guys, that's not an excuse. But that's not an excuse. These guys, and you see, we've worked with these people.
Yeah.
These guys, well, they will see everything on E! News. They will watch all the award shows. They can see what taste is, guys. Yeah. You can't tell me.
Because,
they can see what looks good. And the thing is, my thing that upsets me is that now they will want a glam squad, ne? So Amang Mang will come to you and say, yes, I'm going to this event. I'm going to need makeup. I'm going to need styling, blah, 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 blah. And we'll say, okay, cool. We'll do a creative direction for you in terms of your look. We'll do the whole tutti frutti, right?
Yeah.
You come there and then you deliver, right, in terms of the creative, and you sort of decide to have you have a look, right, for them. And then they come tell you, no, this is not my style, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, the whole point why you came to a stylist is because your style is not working.
Exactly.
Your style is not the one, my babe. And then they get so stubborn, and then, oh, and then they don't want to pay the rent.
Yeah. Yes.
They want to glam. They see Abo, who's the stylist for the Kardashians?
Monica Rose.
Yeah.
They see Abo Monica Rose, the Kardashians, where people bring them clothes to their houses on rails. And they want the same treatment, but they don't want to pay.
They don't
want to
pay for it.
They don't want to listen.
They don't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, guys, there's people that went to fashion school for this. There's people that studied this. There's people that know exactly what they're talking about.
That craft.
The fact that you even went to them means that you have a problem. It's like having a drug problem. You have a problem.
And
you don't know how to dress.
Can I also add a point to say that this South African celebrities and personalities, having a stylist is not about you being cool or you looking good. It's about making sure that your brand is protected, and then making sure that your brand is timeless. The reason why Ebo Nang will get all the endorsements is because she gives a shit about her brand. She will fly a stylist from New York to do an award show because she understands the importance of quality and the importance of having a brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's another debate whether I think she should be flying someone down, but that's another debate for another day. But I think you guys, you will never be on that level until you actually treat your style as a business.
Mm.
You know, some of you guys, when I say you are not well-dressed, sometimes it's not the fact that your outfit is bad. It's just that because I know your brand and I understand your brand, it's just the style that you're wearing doesn't suit your brand.
Exactly.
Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. Like, you go from wearing, I don't know, some other brand, and then all of a sudden you're now wearing a premium brand. You know, it just doesn't make sense, and there's no level of consistency. And I will say Bonang is one of the only celebrities that
is the only celebrity that
fucking shows up. She understands that on a daily basis she's a superstar.
As you Bonang it clicks, and Bonang
she's
is
dressed well. Like, she's dressed well.
At a Pick and Pay to buy bread or woolly.
And then when she did, she's wearing the right shoe. Her bag is on point. Her makeup is done.
Everything, the works.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop.
And it doesn't stop. And then you get celebrities who now are falling into the style space, and they're doing it completely wrong because they're not being strategic about it. You know, another celebrity for me who has done well in terms of their styling and their—I don't know if it's strategic—is Black Coffee. Black Coffee is actually a stylish guy.
Mm.
I think he is. Like, he's got his.
Not exciting.
I mean, he's not groundbreaking,
exciting.
But he's got a. He's always good looking. Like, he's decently looking. He's not trying to be a style icon, but his brand and his style works together.
Yeah,
and I'm happy with it. It doesn't. I don't look at him and think, oh, it's like, his brand works. You know, and I feel like...
And he never looks trash.
Yeah, and I feel like if it works, don't break it. And look at this, and to even further to see what works, I mean, he was at the D-Squared show. He was the DJ at the D-Squared show in Italy. Mm. He was at the Armani Hotel playing for Armani.
He also played, I think, at a couple of years ago, he played at a Woolworths show.
At a Woolworths show. So, for me, it means he's doing something right. It means that his brand is great, his brand is organic, and his look works.
Yeah.
Whether we think his looks could be better is not the point. The point is it works for the brand Black Coffee.
And I think this is as well, what, to bring in influencers, this is one thing that celebrities can take from influencers. The influencers will keep getting the endorsements from brands. They'll keep getting the work because, yes, they take pretty pictures, but they look good in the pretty pictures.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
always look great at events, whether you like it or not, whether they have a talent or not, whether they have a job or not, they look great all the time. And guys, sometimes that's all brands care about, yeah. is when they go on your Instagram page, I want to see pretty pictures and I want to see you looking good.
And I want to yeah. see that people pictures. Like the fact that you look that good.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I promise to God, a brand is not going to come to you if your fashion or style is not on point.
Definitely.
It all works together, guys. You yeah. can't have one without
and
the
also,
other.
And also for me, I'll say this again. Guys, anyone can look good. Anyone can look Instagram ready. Style is not about looking like any other person on Tumblr. Style is not like looking like any other person on Instagram. I see it on a fucking daily basis. People looking the same but calling themselves style icons. That is not a real thing. Style is about showcasing who you are. We want to see who you are. What makes you authentic? If you're a celebrity, show us what is your brand about. Who are you? You look at stars like Kanye West, Jay-Z, Rihanna, especially Rihanna and Kanye, how not only has their music evolved, but their style has evolved with every period of their creative direction. And that's what we want for South African celebrities. You know what I'm saying? That's what we want to do for you guys. But when we criticize your fashion, we are seen as haters. And then when we say, let's help you out and we quote you for our services, you're like, nah, I'm not going
to
pay for this.
So it's like pay seamstresses.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not.
Oh, and guys, big thing. Designers can't always style. So if you're
designers
a designer can't style.
It's not the designer's job to style you.
Exactly.
That's what
it's
I
really
said.
Not.
And that's
unless
why
you need to give me the clothes, that's it. Find
even designers,
way.
Designers, if you're hosting a runway show, it's not your job to actually style the show.
Yeah.
You designed the collection. Bring in someone who can help you style it. Because yeah. styling is not...
That should
yeah,
be a thing, guys.
It should be a thing. Yeah. Like, you know, understand your position in the chain of what you're doing.
Exactly.
There are designers who are actually very talented. Those that have studied, like your Rich and Nisi, who did styling as a subject.
Yeah,
so they actually can style their own collections and do their own creative direction.
Yeah.
There's only a few designers that can actually do it. Not even a Tom Ford styles his own collections.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can see the difference between someone who studied design at like a university, technicon, whatever, and like someone who went to fashion school. Because technicons is just like the technical side of making the clothes.
Yeah.
But not like the real... going in depth with like fashion and everything.
Mm-hmm.
With the designers that went to fashion school, they go through the whole process of having a styling class, a whole module on styling, so you know how to better the look of your range and everything. So like, I feel like the ones who can't do it, don't force matters. Get a stylist so they can make your collection look even more amazing.
Yeah. No, man, guys, like, this chain, things need to get better. And I think, you know, the chain of designers in South Africa need to, it's not about saying that you're not good enough to style your own show. It's just a matter of fact that you don't have to take on that responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Ford doesn't style his own show. Marc Jacobs doesn't style his own show. Michael Kors, they're agencies that come in and style the whole collection. Mm-hmm. And actually even, guys, it's actually so lit. Like,
they will study the trends.
Literally.
They will go into the culture.
A Tom Ford will design a whole entire collection. Then he'll bring in a Karen Reutfeldt and be like, Karen, this is my collection. This is what inspired it. I want to do a fashion show. I want to do a campaign. And then Karen Reutfeldt and her agency, the CR Fashion Book, the CR team, will come up with a whole concept from the runway show to the campaigns to the video to the social media of how to sell this collection to the people. Even Chanel does that. Like, internationally, there's agencies that do that, like PMG Castings. There's IMG that does that. There's Next Model Management that has stylists and creatives that come. There's Margaret Zank that come in and consult for brands on how to sell their product.
Yeah.
And designers in this country are not doing that. They're not reaching out to your editors like Asanda or ourselves to be like, yo, guys, we've seen that you've started a lot of award shows. We've started a lot of campaigns. Please help us. How do we take this collection and make it ready to wear? How do we sell it to the people? Because the end of the day is a designer looks at the creative side, but there's a whole business side. And when you do a range, it lasts 6 months. It has to sell, you know? and designers here are not doing it. And they even take it further in America and Europe, where and a Vogue magazine will not only consult on how the designer should start their show, but a Vogue magazine will be like, okay, cool, we'll also be a media partner. We will also then facilitate which celebrities you should dress with this collection, and we'll shoot those celebrities for Vogue magazine.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here we don't even take further. So for me, it's about, cool, Woods did this collection at SA Fashion Week. Great. Now, how do we then market that? How do we market that collection?
Mm.
We want to see billboards. You know, we want to see it in retail.
And
you
the
know,
thing is, it's
events.
Not an accident when you see a Beyoncé, a Solange, or anybody
wearing a specific
else wearing
dress,
a specific designer.
Mm.
That was decided after Tom Ford, you know, created the design.
It's not
by mistake.
Yeah, even then, Tom Ford will be like, for this collection, these are my muses that are going to wear.
Yeah,
have you realized that? Even Burberry, people will be like, for this season, this is who I'm choosing. The designer will choose four individuals. Think about it. For Givenchy, for example, during Riccardo Tisci's run at Givenchy, he chose his people. It was Kim Kardashian and Kanye. It was Beyonce. It was Erykah Badu. Literally, for his aesthetic and his time at Givenchy, he chose his muses that would last. And you even saw it, the campaigns had the same muses. And that's another thing about branding brand value. Mm-hmm. And I'll even say this to retail brands. Stop working with fucking 100,000 different influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Build a journey with a few people. That's what I like about the test. And it's not about not opening up the industry. That's another thing. Like, people will be like, everyone needs to have a chance. Every blogger. No, guys. Everyone has their turns.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Is that as a retail brand, as a Puma, as an Adidas, as a Woolworths, as whatever brand you are, when choosing influencers, don't choose influencers based on who's hot and who's happening
now.
Choose people that represent your
brand
and look at how can that person build your brand and how can you build them.
And I have like a longevity.
And have
strategy,
a longevity,
you know? Like, it should all make sense. Now there's like 500 new faces and you're like, who are
every
you
day
exactly.
A new one.
You know?
And I think for me, that's the bone I have with Woods. It's such a beautiful, great brand, but it has like, which South African celebrities I haven't worked with? In the last year, they've worked with Nandi.
See, I think you're like, you actually have like a problem with Woolworths.
Like, no, I don't. But I'm just saying from what I see as a consumer, I work with the brand and I love the brand. But what I'm saying is, you know, you work with too many South African creatives and there's no real authentic
stories. Like, we don't believe you anymore.
Yeah. There's no real stories that run where audience can follow and be like, oh, so Sia started with Style by SS styling this. Now Sia and the Threadman have arranged it for Woods now. There's no journey. Mm. It feels like someone becomes a face and then there's a new face, then there's a new face, then there's a new face.
And also,
then Style by SS, for example, even Style by SS, I love the whole designer's take. I think it's brilliant. But as far as the audience knows, Style by SS began with stylists in December.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now, those stylists, that's another thing. Those stylists could have styled the Style by SA Fashion Show.
Exactly.
They could have paired stylists with each designer and collaborated.
Yes.
Why didn't that happen?
Free gems, guys.
Yeah.
Free gems.
Why didn't that happen? You've got your B Diamond Heads, you've got your Boogie, brilliant designers. You've got Trevor Stearman. You've got all these group of brilliant creatives. But then Style by SA all of a sudden is now designers. What happened to Style by SA in now November, 4 months ago, where you were telling us that Style by SA is driven by stylists, but now Style by SA is driven by designers? What is the audience supposed to believe?
Really,
what is happening?
The place,
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And also, I feel like Woolworths is based on like a longevity brand. Also,
it is.
The people that they bring in should represent that whole longevity strategy.
Yeah.
But they not.
Cool.
Unfortunately, it's the end of the show.
Aww.
Yeah. Guys, I give you all 10 seconds. What message do you have to inspire the people? It's a Monday after all.
Wow.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say
that. Okay, I'll go first. Look, man, let's just inspire to make great work and make great work with each other.
Yeah.
Next.
Collaboration, you guys. And guys, also stay in your lane. Like, if you're not, it's not a bad thing. If you can't be a stylist because you style yourself, now you're a stylist. Njani. Anyway, bye.
Respect your brand, invest in your brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the last thing I will say is, guys, let's all do better. Let's all be better. I think let's not be afraid to call bullshit bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It is bullshit.
Even
and
when the Threaded Man is doing
it,
call it
yes.
out.
Yeah, even when I'm doing it as the Threaded Man or my team is doing it, tell us, guys, you're not doing good. You can do better. You know, and you're not criticizing us because you hate us. You're criticizing us because you want things to move forward. And I think South African fashion industry, let's know, and even the students that are listening, fashion students, guys, let's take this industry to the next level. We've got the best talent here. We've got the best history, the best stories. And I think by, you know, lying to each other, by not being honest with the real problems in the South African fashion industry, we are actually hindering it from growing forward.
Mm.
And on that word is, I would like to close off with one of my favorite tracks by Ricky Rick, Sidlo Kotini.
Chessa!
Yes, hey. Chessa!
This is Kofi.
CliffCentral.com.